Hello everyone, and thank you for joining MMG's 2025 fourth quarter production report teleconference. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that today's discussion may include forward-looking statements and other information intended exclusively for participating investors. The materials provided, including any audio or written transcripts of this call, are for reference purposes only. MMG has not authorized any third party to reproduce, distribute, or disseminate the contents of this meeting. Neither the company nor its affiliates accept any responsibility or liability for any use, distribution, or reliance on all or any part of this remark made during today's discussion. Please be advised that financial markets inherently involve risks. Investment decisions should be made with careful and prudent judgment. We strongly encourage all investors to conduct their own independent analysis and due diligence before acting on any information shared during this call. Joining us today from MMG's management team are Mr. Zhao Jing Yifo, Chief Executive Officer and Executive Director, Mr. Qian Song, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Wang Nan, Chief Operating Officer, Ms. Guanxiang Jun Sandra, Interim Executive General Manager, Commercial and Development, Mr. Xia Weiquan, President Africa, and Mr. Chen Xuesong, President Las Bambas. I will now hand over to Mr. Zhao Jing Yifo to take you through MMG's operational performance for the fourth quarter and the full year 2025. After the presentation, we will also open the line for questions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, and welcome to MMG's fourth quarter production report teleconference. I'm very pleased to share an update on MMG's operational performance. Safety is MMG's first value. As always, let me begin with our safety performance. In 2025, our safety performance was generally in line with the previous year. The total recordable injury frequency was 2.06, and the significant events with energy exchange frequency was 0.80 per million hours worked. However, we observed an increase in safety performance indicators during the fourth quarter. This reminds us of the importance of staying focused on the safety of all employees and contractors. Moving forward, we will continue to strengthen proactive field task observation, ensure the effective implementation of critical controls, and enhance contractor safety management. Now, let's turn to our production results. 2025 was a year of strong operational performance for MMG, with record and near-record results across our key assets. Total copper production for the year reached 507,000 tons, a 27% increase over 2024, and a clear milestone beyond the half-million-ton threshold. This result reflects our strategic focus on copper, with our three copper mines, particularly our flagship assets, Las Bambas, making a key contribution. Total zinc production reached 230,000 tons, up 6% year-on-year, with Dugald River delivering its highest annual production on record. Byproduct precious metals also performed strongly. Gold production reached 118,000 ounces, up 22% year-on-year, copper production reached 10.6 million ounces, up 17% year-on-year. These byproducts are important contributors to MMG's revenue and help to support our financial performance, particularly during periods of strong precious metals market conditions. Next, I will go through our performance by business segment. First, the copper portfolio. Las Bambas achieved a historic operational breakthrough in 2025, with annual copper production exceeding 410,000 tons. This represents a 27% year-on-year increase, solidifying its position as one of the world's top 10 copper mines. This result was above the upper end of guidance and was the second highest annual production since the mine began operations. This outstanding performance was driven by improved operating efficiency and stable mining operations at both Ferrobamba Pit and Chalcobamba Pit. Notably, in 2025, Las Bambas set new records for ore mined, ore milled, and recovery rates. On cost, thanks to byproduct credits from stronger precious metals prices, the full-year average C1 cost was $1.12 per pound of copper, better than our guidance range. On community relations, Las Bambas made positive progress by working closely with local communities and the Peruvian government. Through the Heart of Las Bambas program, we helped local communities set up a business in transportation, infrastructure, agriculture, and catering services. These businesses provide services to the mine and create stable income for local residents. We also invested in local education and infrastructure through Peru's Works for Texas program. This allows taxes to be used for community development more quickly and efficiently. These efforts have helped build a strong and stable relationship with the government and communities, supporting the mine's nearly 3 years of stable operations. For 2026, Las Bambas production guidance is 380,000 to 400,000 tons of copper in copper concentrate. We expect average C1 costs to be in the range of $1.20 to $1.40 per pound. If precious metals prices stay strong, actual C1 costs may be lower. With its C1 cash cost positioned in the lowest third of global copper mines, Las Bambas enjoys a robust cost advantage. In the context of current strong copper prices, this offers considerable profit resilience and reinforces the stability of our business. Next, Kingsville. In 2025, Kingsville focused on ramping up its expansion project. It produced about 53,000 tons of copper cathode, up 18% year on year. The full year average C1 cost was $3.12 per pound. This year, Kingsville's focus will be addressing challenges, including improving power supply stability, stabilizing production, optimizing the concentrator and roaster, and fixing bottlenecks in the hydrometallurgical process. For 2026, Kingsville copper production guidance is 65,000 to 75,000 tons, with C1 cost guidance of $2.50 to $2.90 per pound. Now, Khoemacau. In 2025, Khoemacau produced about 42,000 tons of copper in copper concentrate. During the third quarter, a change in mining contractors caused a short-term impact on the mining volume. However, by the fourth quarter, operations recovered, and mining expanded into the higher grade Zone 5 North area. This supported the higher head grades and improved recovery rates. Supported by stronger silver prices and lower ore development costs, full-year C1 costs were $1.90 per pound, 97 cents per pound, better than the guidance range. For 2026, as mining moves into higher grade ore in Zone 5 North, and with progress in mine development and the paste fill project, copper production is expected to increase. Production guidance is 48,000 to 53,000 tons in copper concentrate, with C1 cost guidance of $2 to $2.30 per pound. If silver prices stay strong, actual C1 costs may be further improved. I'd also like to share an update on Khoemacau's expansion plan. Khoemacau is a new mine that MMG acquired in March 2024. It has attractive resource potential and a clear expansion plan. In December 2025, the board approved the feasibility study for the Phase 2 expansion. This is an important part of our global mining strategy in Africa. After completion, annual production capacity is expected to increase to 130,000 tons of copper in copper concentrate, with annual silver production exceeding 4 million ounces. Early works have already started, including camp construction, land acquisition, recruitment, and procurement of long lead items. Main construction is planned to commence this year, with first copper concentrate expected in the first half of 2028. After commissioning, Khoemacau's average C1 costs are expected to drop to below $1.60 per pound, which would significantly improve the mine's profitability and strengthen MMG's position in the global copper supply market. In addition, ongoing exploration at Khoemacau has identified more expansion potential. Annual capacity could increase to 200,000 tons of copper in copper concentrate in the future. We plan to start a pre-feasibility study for the next phase of expansion this year. For our zinc portfolio, Dugald River delivered record annual results, with zinc production reaching 183,000 tons. This result exceeded the prior year by 12% year-on-year and finished at the upper end of guidance, solidifying its position among the world's top 10 zinc mines. For the first time, annual ore processed successively exceeded 2 million tons, with plant recovery rates staying stable at around 90%. These strong results were driven by a focus on operational efficiency and technical optimization, which helped the site recover quickly and reform well after unplanned weather impacts in the first quarter. On costs, the full-year average C1 cost was $0.65 per pound of zinc, better than the previous guidance range. This was mainly due to higher byproduct credits from stronger silver prices, lower treatment charges, high production levels, and favorable exchange rates. Looking ahead to 2026, we anticipate potential constraints as the mine deepens, alongside seasonal weather challenges in the first half. Our focus will be on enhanced planning and operational execution to maintain resilience through this period. Zinc production for the year is expected to be between 170,000 and 180,000 tons, with C1 cost guidance of $0.80 to $0.95 per pound. Again, if silver prices remain high, C1 costs may be further improved. Rosebery also delivered a steady performance in 2025, with good execution of the mine plan. Full-year zinc production was approximately 49,000 tons, while zinc equivalent production reached 140,000 tons. This highlights the value of Rosebery's polymetallic ore body and its effective approach to optimizing byproduct value. On costs, supported by sand operating efficiency, high byproduct volumes, and favorable precious metals prices, full-year C1 costs were negative $0.94 per pound of zinc, significantly lower than the previous guidance range. Looking ahead, annual zinc production is expected to be between 45,000 and 55,000 tons. Based on 2025 realized prices, zinc equivalent production is expected to be 125,000 to 140,000 tons. C1 cost guidance is negative 60 US cents to negative 10 US cents per pound. If precious metals prices remain strong, Rosebery C1 costs could improve further. Finally, I'd like to share an update on our recent senior management appointment. In December, Mr. Chen Xuesong was appointed as President Las Bambas, and Mr. Xia Weichuan as President Africa of Operations. These appointments aim to extend operating responsibilities to the asset level, strengthen frontline leadership in safety, production, and cost optimization. Both Mr. Chen and Mr. Xia are on the line today and available to answer any questions about our asset operations. To wrap up, MMG delivered a strong performance in 2025, unlocking production potential while achieving steady progress on key growth projects. Looking ahead to 2026, we will remain focused on safety, stability, and efficiency to support production reliability. At the same time, we keep advancing key growth projects like the Khoi Macau Phase 2 expansion to strengthen MMG's long-term value and resilience as a corporate-focused, diversified miner. On behalf of MMG, I would like to sincerely thank all investors and stakeholders for your support. We are committed to creating sustainable value for all shareholders. That concludes my remarks. I will now hand the call back to the moderator. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now poll for questions. If you would like to register for a question, please press star 1 on your telephone. Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to register for a question. Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star 1 to register for a question. Thank you.